Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. A man's vanity is nowhere more apparent than for the hair atop his head. As men age, their hair may whiten, thin, or disappear. As a remedy, some men use dyes or hair growth potions. But imagine this. What if the right food alone could restore the virile dark hair of youth? There is a common songbird at your bird feeder this winter that can do just this. It is the male house finch. As with many songbirds, the female house finch is drab compared to the brightly colored male. He sports a showy brow and bib in colors that range from tomato red to orange to straw yellow. Like the tomato and carrot, these colors come from pigments called carotenoids. All birds with red feathers get these carotenoid pigments from their diet, ultimately from the plants that can produce them. What does head feather color mean for the house finch? The ornithologist Jeff Hill at Auburn University experimentally altered head feather colors of male house finches. To make red-headed males into carrotops, Jeff used peroxide. Red hair dye achieved the opposite transformation. He then let the guys compete for the attentions of females. Jeff's experiments demonstrated that plumage does make the male. The redder the male's head, the higher his place in the pecking order, and the more females that he could attract. Conversely, redheads lost rank after bleaching. Among male house finches, blondes really don't have more fun. So now you can predict the likely winners and losers in the mating game from just a glance at the male house finches at your seed feeder. As is common in science, this discovery leads to new questions. What food makes the male's head feathers red? Is it some red fruit or berry? Why do some males manage to get more carotenoid pigments than others? Do they instinctively know the right seed or fruit to eat? We humans must get our carotenoids from plant sources too, such as the carotene that we transform into vitamin A for night vision. The produce aisle at the grocery store might be a very different place, though, if the right fruit or vegetable could transform our hair color too. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.